What do you think? Patrick, you're really into cars. The Volkswagen thing.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, don't call it Dieselgate because I'm just tired of everything being gate.
I would call it Dieselgate. How about Dieselpalooza?
Okay.
How about Dieselgazi?
Dieselgazi is good.
We'll yeah. Dieselgazi.
Dieselgazi. Maybe just name the episode too.
It's really messy. It's okay. So I own two diesel trucks. I think diesel is awesome. I love biodiesel. Volkswagen has just created more trouble for diesel manufacturers in the United States than anything has.
All people are trying to do is get you to buy some diesels.
Well, what's frustrating, right? Because it turns out
it's clean diesel.
Okay, so first of all, it looks like there are rumors that there are early thoughts that apparently BMW is doing the same thing.
You know what? Car makers have done this for years, haven't they? All of them.
It depends. No? So car makers have always gamed like the mile per gallon.
PC makers have done it. Remember, you're a benchmarker.
I was once offered $500,000 for a beta copy of the Ziff Davis benchmarks.
Because
yes.
Then they could build it into the yes. BIOS. It would look and see, oh, we're running the benchmark.
Yeah.
Or overclock this sucker.
Even if they didn't tweak it at the BIOS level, they could still optimize the machine to maximize its performance on the benchmarks. You know, how much memory.
Companies have a long history of trying to cheat. But this is cheating regulators. This is putting 40 times more sulfur dioxide into the air than is legal.
There's a magazine I subscribe to that is for Cummins Diesel's owners, and one of the regular contributors of that magazine worked for the EPA in the 70s. Wow. And he has an interesting perspective. He said, look, our mission in the 70s was accomplished about a decade ago in terms of air cleanliness, in terms of reducing pollution, in terms of cleaning a lot of stuff up. Like, you know, a lot of people watching the show aren't old enough to have seen videos of the Cuyahoga River on fire. But, you know, when a river's on fire, you know things are not right, right? So, you know, or the guys, I got stuck down in Baja once with a bunch of guys that were really upset about the EPA and they should be able to roll coal and burn smoke and have whatever modifications they want to their vehicle. I'm like, dude, you grew up in LA. I've lived in parts of New Jersey where locals did not drink the water because of the paint plant and the benzene processing plant, right? But I never could see the air. And in LA, you can still see the air on the bad days. You know what I mean? That
you
it's
know
not nearly
you,
as bad as it was in the 70s.
Exactly. And you know why? Because of emissions rules.
You know, if you like the fact that you're getting like 300 horsepower out of a 2-liter engine, thank the EPA, because the EPA laws mandated a whole bunch of stuff that forced engine manufacturers automotive manufacturers to get better at what they do. All of that aside, Volkswagen basically, they put in an algorithm that looked for a combination of settings that indicated the vehicle was being tested for smog, and then put on all of the smog correction. And this is very critical for Volkswagen, because Volkswagen said they could meet smog emissions with their 2.0 liter engine, with the TDI diesel.
A so-called clean diesel.
Yeah, without having additional. It's pretty freaking clean, even at 40
is
times
really?
The emissions. Yeah, I mean,
it's better than your Cummins.
Yeah, but I also burn biodiesel in my cousins. My biodiesel
you can
is
see
made.
You coming
my,
in your Cummins.
My, no. No, I careful, don't. There's no smoke coming from my Cummins.
Really?
I find
is that belching black smoke.
No, people who belch black smoke from their diesels are people who like to burn money. I am not a person that burns money. That is burning money and wasting power, and it may make you think your masculine organisms are larger and more functional.
So you can tune a diesel in some way so it doesn't puff smoke.
Yes, you just have to have enough oxygen coming into the engine to burn the amount of fuel you have. Like most of the stuff where people are rolling coal, it's for effect.
So it's called rolling coal.
That's what people call it.
Are you from the South or something?
No,
it's from New Jersey. It's very similar.
It's, the trucks, right?
With the bike. Yeah, that's called rolling coal because it looks like a big old. It looks like a steam train.
West Virginia coal mine. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm amped up about this because what Volkswagen did is they just gave the EPA an excuse to be really, really, really aggro about emissions with all the manufacturers. The EPA has basically said they're going to start spot checking automobiles. So there are going to be federal examinations of automobiles around the United States. Is this going to be like they're going to pull me over and they're going to do exhaust tests on me? Or is this going to be like we are going to go to dealerships and randomly inspect untested autos? I do not need to be stopped by the EPA. Traffic is complicated enough in the Bay Area as it is. The BBA has a witch hunt, you know, and to a certain degree, the California Resource Board already has a witch hunt on diesel because they believe that the particulate matter from diesel offsets any of the other diesel benefits, and particulate matter can be tied to cancer, not unlike, you know, breathing in gasoline fumes and everything else. But there's a lot of things stacked against diesel in the United States to begin with. And now Volkswagen has Volkswagen's also screwed itself, because a vast number of people who bought TDI vehicles were like, I want something more exciting than a Prius. I want something that's more interesting.
Well,
I want something that's more fun to drive.
Probably why they did this, right? To make it more responsive, fuel mileage.
Yeah. So what it turns out is that Volkswagen was not meeting the emissions, or, you know, we don't know. Nobody's done any thorough testing on this. So we don't know.
Partly because of the DMCA preventing anybody from
that's a whole nother.
That's about a 2-hour conversation.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's like 4-hour triangulation. But,
well, for a year, they denied they were doing anything. They finally said, yeah, we were doing it.
You know, so what happens is, you know, and the thing that also has me really pissed off is GM knowingly enacts, you know, basically refuses to acknowledge a problem with ignition switches. It's tied to the deaths of 120 people, writes a $900 million check and walks on a year when they made like $3 billion. The upside, the high side of the potential fines based on like $34,000 per vehicle is $18 billion for Volkswagen.
Whoa.
Is Volkswagen going to pay $18 billion for a half million car violations? No. What's going to happen is they're either going to retrofit them, which if they're lucky they can do in software, which may not be possible, or they're going to have to do a urea system
problem. It's not just in the U.S. They've been doing it all over the world.
Right.
There are 11 million cars.
It's not.
The cost could be as much as $41 billion.
Yeah. But that's like.
Just to retrofit. I'm not talking a fine.
Well, and we don't know what they can retrofit. They don't know what they can retrofit. Are they going to have to retrofit a urea system to make it compliant? Nobody knows, but it's a mess. And the EPA is going to be looking at a lot of stuff right now as a result of this.
It is a mess.
They had nearly 200 billion euros in revenue in 2013, and they sold about 10 million cars a year, according to this data. So, mm-hmm. I mean, even if they got the full fine, it wouldn't kill them. But, I mean, I can't imagine anyone writing a check of that scale.
It's already cost them their CEO
apologized
and quit.
The CEO has been has fallen on his sword. We don't know. They cannot sell diesel cars in the United States. They've stopped selling diesel cars in the United States until they have a fix for this.
And I have to imagine other diesel cars from other manufacturers are in trouble as well.
The problem is most of the other manufacturers were using BlueTEC or whatever urea-based technology. There's lots of ways to eliminate the emissions that are the issue. Volkswagen said they were doing it without the addition of a urea subsystem or something like that, or what I actually refer to as cat squeezings or cat piss.
It wasn't a question of them turning off emissions and rolling coal. They didn't even have the capability to do a cleaner.
It turned everything on for emissions when it thought it was being smog tested. And if it wasn't being smog tested, it sort of,
leaned
back
on those.
They
could have used a cleaner engine. They didn't.
Well, yeah, but they felt, they could have used it. And the other thing is what I don't know is why they did that. Do they gain 10% horsepower?
Right.
Do they gain 5% horsepower?
Right.
Or do they gain 30% horsepower? It's a really curious question.
What was the net gain for the damage they caused overall?
They sold 11 million diesel cars, but they might not have sold at all because people have such a bad impression of diesel.
They would have sold. Well, the thing is,
trucks is one thing. You're going to sell diesel trucks.
Diesel, I mean, basically Oldsmobile killed diesel in the U.S. I mean, diesel was much cheaper in Europe and, vastly cheaper compared to gasoline in Europe. And that's part of the reason why diesel is so popular in Europe.
Right.
And then when the fuel crisis hit in the 70s, Oldsmobile retrofitted a bunch of, they retrofitted a gasoline engine design to work as a diesel, and it was a horrible mess. It was a nightmare. And that single car did more damage to diesel automobiles than anything else in the United States. I don't know. Anyhow, I'm a gearhead. Sorry.
It doesn't show at all.
Well, what's the bottom line? Well, obviously Volkswagen did wrong. It's going to hurt diesel
There's a certain percentage of Volkswagen's customers will never come back. They will sell their cars at the first opportunity.
Yeah.
They will never come back because their trust has been violated.
Yeah.
I thought I had a green vehicle. I thought I was as cool as the guy with the Prius or the Tesla.
Right. Nope.
And they lied to me. And they lied to me.
And
I'm never
going to
get them back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a Volkswagen. I drive.
But you don't have a diesel. I bet you have a gas.
No, I wanted one, but I couldn't find the one.
I drive an Audi, but it's a gas Audi. But I have to admit, I feel like maybe I'm not going to have an Audi next time.
Why?
I mean, it's got to hurt the brand.
Yeah.
Because I think it hurts the brand.
Yeah, I think it doesn't.
You know what their slogan is? Truth in engineering.
Oops.
Maybe not.
Satire is dead.
Maybe not.